good afternoon all. I'm in the car, so apologies for the background noise. And it's my turn to respond to two people in a single boo in the way that McColgan has just done. Firstly, to Stefano Slandi. Runkeeper is awesome. I'm a keen Runkeeper user, though I use it mainly for tracking my indoor rowing. But I do like Runkeeper very much. And if you've got an account on runkeeper.com, you can, there's sort of a socially networky thing going on there where you can create what's called street teams or friends that you would keep track of. And if you want to find me on Runkeeper, I'm Acrobat there as well. At least I believe I am. So yeah, good little app. I like it a lot. And then to respond or to continue the conversation with McColgan on background apps, you're not misremembering things. When iOS 4 came out, which did have the whole multitasking backgrounding feature added to it, Apple had problems with battery life at the same time. And it took them at least two or three releases of iOS 4 before they sort of finally nailed it down and got the battery life back. But of course, by then the damage had been done and all the urban myths had come out. So yeah, you're not going mad. That really was advice given out. No, stop the background apps, lower your brightness, turn off Bluetooth when you're not using it, etc. And because the battery life problems were so intermittent's not the right word, but they couldn't be predicted, that these things that people were doing appeared to have an effect disproportionately bigger than they may or may not have had in practice, which is how they turned into sort of articles of faith. There's also the concept of placebo going on as well, and I've heard that people feel better as a result of having done something. And so I can see how it sort of works like that as well. It's interesting, isn't it? Related but slightly differently, the Mac operating system has the same problem. Mac OS X, or OS 10, I think we're supposed to pronounce it as, OS 10 10.8, the battery life isn't as good as on 10.7.4, which was the previous release of the operating system. But 10.7.4 is considerably better battery life than 10.7.0. So Apple has this tendency to improve battery life over releases of its operating systems. And it doesn't necessarily follow just because it's a newer version of the operating system, the battery life will be better. Personally, this is an area where I wish they would work a little bit harder than they seem to. 10.8 Mountain Lion has been quite an interesting release in terms of power management, because they've changed an awful lot, particularly with newer MacBooks, MacBook Airs and whatnot, with this power nap feature. So I suspect that the problems with battery life for other Macs is related to the work they did for those Macs. It's interesting, isn't it? It's very interesting.